As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Wan. Hey, Rodney.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing good. Russ and I were talking just a couple minutes ago, Rodney, about we've had 11 cases in the last 7 days, 9 cases in Clinton County in the last 4 days. Is that the direction we need to be going?
Well, we'd certainly not like to see it going up, but we continue to test, so we're going to see some of those numbers continue to go up. We are seeing community spread in the county as well, so I'm concerned as well.
So how concerned should we be? We hear some of these rallies and some of these protests and stuff a couple weeks ago, and we were all kind of sitting back and watching, and now we see in these larger communities in other cities and states spikes. How concerned should we be? Were you afraid that people, even here locally, as you see community spread, aren't wearing their masks and they're getting too close to for comfort?
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, I look at our number of 260 currently, and we're only 100 behind Boone County, whose population's nearly twice as much as ours or more. So I see, you know, like you say, publicly and out in the community, a lot of folks are back out doing their normal, and I see problems with folks being able to social distance. I don't see a lot of folks wearing masks, and we continue to hear from the CDC that those are the two critical things that need to continue to occur in the community, so we should be concerned with that.
Do you think there's a tendency for people to just think, oh, the worst of it seems to be over and I don't have to do this now? Like, what do you think the mindset is that motivates them to not?
Yeah, that's the impression I got, too.
Yes, I agree. You know, and let's face it, gentlemen, we've been dealing with this for, what, ourselves 3 or 4 months
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all like for it to be over. We'd all like it to be in our rearview mirror, but the facts state otherwise, and as we continue to try to tell the community, we are opening up. We are trying to get back to a normal sense of economic well-being, but we need to be mindful that this has not gone away, and certainly the southern states that opened up a lot earlier are showing that, you know, they are seeing surges right now. Some of them are critical, as a matter of fact. So,
So what do we look for over the next couple months as we, you know, we've got the Clinton County Fair 1 month from today. We're going to be right in the middle of it. And then we'll have, you know, some other events over the next couple months. We're still looking forward to the senior fair and hopefully sometime in September if all goes well.
Sure. We're living with the new normal. And from public health standpoint as well as for the community's health, we're going to have to try to find a way to continue to test, to continue to have the ability for those who are getting sick to be able to self-isolate. You know, none of that's changed, but we're going to see a lot more activity. You know, we're talking to schools. You know, there's a lot of pressure on them to be able to, you know, get back open again. So I think a lot of us need to just stop and talk and think about common sense things that still need to occur during the time. So.
All right, Rodney, I guess we're still having testing as long as people need it, right?
Yes, we still have the test site open. It's currently at the fairgrounds through Thursday. I'm looking for another location for it. Obviously, as you mentioned, the fair's looking to open. There's some pre-fair activities, some auctions that are coming up that are going to have us moving out of that facility. I'm trying to find one more facility that will carry us through the end of the month. I've been in discussions with the State Department of Health on the need for continued testing. So while that particular mode of testing, the Optum, might not be what we stay with in July and August, we will try to make sure there's some testing available through those months, because many of these facilities and activities are opening up. Part of that requirement is that they're monitoring folks and that they're getting them tested and that they're excluding them when they're needing to be. So testing is still critical. It has been from the very beginning, and we're going to continue to try to advocate for it here in our county.
One more quick question, Rodney. What about, do you have any information or data with the virus on surfaces, like particularly like metal, some of our fair rides and things like that?
Sure. Well, and the latest that's come out from the CDC has been that the risk is much lower than what they initially suspected with any type of surface transmission. It's not saying it's not possible, but it's very low in consideration to the droplet and aerosolization of droplets in the air. So I would say folks just still need to be mindful to wash their hands regularly, several times during the day. If you go out from your home and you're out somewhere, you know, doing things, make sure to keep your hands away from your face and to wash them when you get back. But I think the risk of surface contamination is a lot less of a risk than what just being around people without masks are going to be.
Rodney Wan, we appreciate your time as always.
Certainly. Thanks for having us, and you gentlemen have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Rodney Wan with the Clinton County Health Department as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.